just outside of Ann Arbor, Michigan, we're strolling along with Ruth Carey. She's showing us two still ponds nestled in the Hill Prairie Meadows near her home.
There's a great blue heron that has been in the area most of the summer. I've seen it several mornings down here in the larger pond.
Carey's home is one of 40 townhouse-like units in a co-housing complex called Sunward. Sunward is an intentional community. People who want to know their neighbors in a real and up-close way buy homes here. They also buy access to a central common house and kitchen, if they choose to use them, and freedom to roam the woods and meadows around the housing units. Ruth Carey says preserving the land here was important.
Well, our concern about use of land is probably one of the primary reasons that we're here, because this community thought carefully about the use of these 20 acres and purposely only built housing on about 3.5 or 4 acres of it, so that the rest could be the woods and stay the woods, and a lot of it could be in prairie, and there could be open space.
The use of the land was one of the first considerations in planning the co-housing units. Michael McIntyre is one of Carey's neighbors and was involved in the early planning of the community.
One of the key attractions of this site, in addition to all of the natural beauty of the woods and the ponds and the meadows that were already here, was that there was an existing abandoned gravel pit right in the middle of the site, which was sizable enough to do our housing development on, and we're able to only very slightly impinge on the woods and the meadows. So while we recognize that we're certainly part of urban sprawl being outside of the city here, it was one way we could minimize the impact of that.
While the environment is not the major focus of the co-housing movement, most of the 50 or so co-housing developments across the nation, like the one in Ann Arbor, do take special pains to tread lightly on the land. Catherine McCammett is one of the principal architects of the firm, the Co-Housing Company. The company has designed several co-housing communities.
The definition of co-housing includes no definition about environmental philosophy. But what we find is the people attracted to co-housing tend to have relatively strong environmental views.
And McCammett says as planning discussions take place, those views are expressed.
And because of that, if they are quite intentional in terms of how the development and the design and the lifestyle can reduce their impact on the land. And so you actually find the consideration of environmental issues is quite consistent among co-housing communities across the country.
And that green ethic is not limited to the countryside. Here in the heart of Chicago, the Acme Artist Housing Cooperative is in the design phase. A group of artists has already purchased 3 connected buildings. Laura Weathered is coordinating the development effort. In a warehouse section of the project, she sees a bit of garden in the middle of the concrete.
By taking the roof and the floor off the center of it and creating a village green, all of the units open out into this central courtyard. So it's kind of a main thoroughfare for pedestrian traffic.
Weathered also notes the Acme artists are tapping into grants and subsidies to be energy efficient. Over the long term, the site will be environmentally friendly too. It's right next to the L, Chicago's elevated train, reducing the need for cars. The community is also making other green plans. Badia Hernandez is on the recycling committee.
We have already definitely decided, yeah, we will recycle. We also have a green committee. And so we're planning, besides the courtyard space and the rooftop deck, a rooftop greenhouse. So we all pretty much have consensus on that. I mean, it's pretty much a no-brainer.
Co-housing planners say the intentional communities also help the environment in other ways. Many offer office services so people can work from home instead of commuting. And sometimes it's as simple as getting an onion from the community garden or borrowing a cup of sugar from a neighbor instead of making a trip to the supermarket. For people who like the isolation of suburbs, co-housing communities might not be attractive, but co-housing advocates say in the long term, their lifestyle choice goes a long way to substantially reduce impact to the environment. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.